Good morning, everybody. Good to see everybody. And everybody who's watching on the live stream, good to see you, kind of, too. But welcome in. My name is Mark. I am the youth pastor with New Day here and also with Bethany Church, in case you don't know who I am. And I'll just tell you, it's amazing to be able to serve with the youth in these churches because they're amazing kids. I love them all. They're all super awesome. So quite a privilege to be able to serve with them, and it's a blessing to get to see them each week. But there's been something going on in my life. Maybe some of you have heard about it. Some of you may have not. But basically, since I think late April or beginning of May, myself and my wife Rachel, we have been looking into buying a house. It has been something we've been in the process of, and it's been 6 months about since that started, so it's been quite an ordeal. And this is the first time we've ever bought a house. This is going to be our first house purchase. And let me tell you, that is a stressful process to get into. People say it's a stressful process, and then you get into it, and you're like, wow, they were really right when they were saying this is a stressful process. And the fact that it's gone on 6 months, and some people say it can go a lot quicker than that, and some people it goes longer. And it's still up in the air for our search process, definitely adds a lot of stress to my life. And there's been a lot of ups and downs in this whole thing, and you kind of get your hopes up when you see a house that you really like, and you go into it, and then somebody outbids you by $20,000, and you're like, okay, well, I guess that's gone. That was fun. But you just kind of get to see all these places and wonder what's going on, and then you put in an offer, and you just hope and see what happens. And then you got all these other things that got going. It's a lot. It's a lot. But the question that I wanted to think about today and really challenged me this week as I prepared was, how do I deal with stress in my life? Because there's a lot of ways in our life that we can run into situations that are stressful. It's very common for us to have stressful moments in life. And it could be any assortment of reasons for that stress. Okay. It could be money issues. People could have tension with money, questioning where they're going to pay their next bill or whatever it could be. It could be worried for our loved ones, worry for people we care about. Maybe someone we know is far from God and we're just kind of stressing over their life situations and making choices that we worry about them with. And I mean, we're in that political season where maybe there's a lot of stress about what's coming up politically, what the future might hold, the state of the world, other countries, whatever it could be. There's a lot of reasons why people are stressed these days, and I hear about it all the time from different people on why they're stressing out and what's going on with them. And it's part of life. This stress, this pain, this anxiety, it's there. It's not something that we're just immune to. It's never going to show up. It just comes and goes. The storms of life come in. And how are we going to handle those moments of stress when they do come? So our key verse today is found in 1 Peter chapter 5. Verses 6 and 7, and that says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you." So from these verses, there were three main things that really stood out to me when I was reading them. God's might, humbling ourselves, and entrusting our problems. Those are the three big things that stood out to me as I read that. Starting off with God's might. God's might. The creator of the universe. Every time I get a chance to even take a look at images from space, like NASA sending pictures back, it just is amazing to see how vast our universe is. You ever seen one of those size comparisons where it's like, here's the Earth, and then here's the Sun, and here's all these other stars that are far out there and how big they are? And how many Earths will fit into one of our sons, and then how many our sons will fit into those other stars. And it just is absolutely astonishing to see how big the universe is. And then also how tiny it gets too, with all these microorganisms and things like that. I was just watching a video recently about white blood cells attacking a parasite in a body. And it just watching the kind of that micro image of this happening was like, wow, this is absolutely incredible to see. This was all created by our God. He made this, he designed all these things to work. All of the fine details about your body, about animals, about nature, the trees changing color and being beautiful, like everything is put together by God, this creator, who's all powerful, all knowing. God's might is so far beyond what we can even understand and what he is capable of doing. And then right at the end of those verses that we read, it says, he cares for you. That thought is so hard to believe sometimes, because somebody who is so far beyond me, looking in a world where there's, 7 billion people, and saying, I care for Mark. Or looking at each of you and saying, I care for you. I don't even think my neighbors care about me. Like, this is absolutely incredible to me that we have this awesome, powerful, mighty God who looks at each of us and says, he cares for you. So God's might that's seen there is absolutely incredible. Then seeing that might leads us to humble ourselves. I know I'm not capable of creating a universe. I know I barely understand how daily life functions. We can be really self-oriented by nature, where we kind of assume we know what's best. We know the right choices. We know how to choose the good options. But if we're honest, we're all broken people. And we all have many flaws and weaknesses, even if we try to hide them or cover them up. If we're honest with ourselves, we have a lot of shortcomings. And I think it's really important for us to realize that difference between how incredible and powerful and mighty God is and how flawed and weak we are. And I think a lot of times we get the idea that we need to present ourselves as these perfect people. We don't make mistakes. We always have the right answer. We always know what's going on. But I don't think that's right with God, because he wants us to realize he is the source of what's good. He is the source of power. He is the source of everything we need, because we're not going to be enough. So humbling ourselves, bringing ourselves down a rung, and not thinking too much of what we are capable of, not that we can solve all our problems, but saying we need that help. We need somebody stronger. We need somebody more powerful. I mean, right before the verses we just read, it talks about humbling yourselves. And those verses go back all the way to the Old Testament in the book of Proverbs. And that's Proverbs 3:34. It says, towards the scorners, he is scornful, but to the humble, he gives favor. God favors those who are humble and are willing to recognize their flaws and their failures and their weaknesses and lower themselves down, rather than saying, oh, I need to puff myself up and make myself look good. But those who realize, I am not everything. I am not enough. I need to bring myself lower. So that's the second one, is humble ourselves. The third point that really stood out to me was to entrust our problems to God in this. instead of us trying to take control of a situation on ourselves because we're weak, we have flaws, we then take those stresses that we have and give them over to God and say, I entrust you to take care of this situation in my life. Not trying to fight tooth and nail to get what you want done, but doing your life where you're following God still and saying, I trust that you're going to come through for me in this situation, whatever that might be. Let God handle the situation and fulfill his will for you in that moment. In that same chapter in Proverbs, there's a verse that maybe you've heard it before. It's Proverbs 3:5. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. This is one of those memory verses that I learned as a kid. And it's funny how they teach this to kids and then I forget about it for so many days in my life. But this practice of trusting the Lord with all your heart, trusting God with everything, all my concerns, all of my thoughts, all of my worries, all of the things I care about, trusting him with everything and not to lean on my own understanding. And I think that's something I'm really thankful for, is it's not based off of my understanding. It's not based off of me being responsible to understand how everything works. It's not like a test in school where you need to get all the answers right. The right answer is saying, God, I trust you with this. I don't need to have the right thing I marked down. I think that's really something I'm thankful for, is I don't need to have all of the answers for things in life. So those are the big three things that stood out to me in these verses, is God's might, how powerful he is, how strong he is, how great he is, and that he cares for me and each one of you. To humble myself then and bring myself lower, because I am not perfect. I am incomplete. I have flaws and weaknesses. I need to lower myself below God and admit I can't solve my problems and entrust those problems to God and say, you take them. I believe you are the one who can take care of me, even if I don't understand the situation and how it's going to work out. I trust you. So there's a lot of ways this can show up in our lives daily. I mean, the one really big one just that we can talk about is our salvation. God's might to send Jesus to live a perfect life, which that's crazy, perfect life. I can't imagine doing that. Going, dying on a cross, and then rising from the grave 3 days later. That's the way that we can have our problem, our stress of sin, be forgiven. So we need to humble ourselves and say, we are not perfect. We are imperfect. We've sinned. We've broken God's commands. We are not able to save ourselves. We are not enough to do this. We need to humble ourselves and see God's might through Jesus, that he's the one to do that, and entrust that problem to him and say, you are enough. You did this. You saved me. That's the basis of our faith, is this model of seeing God's might, humbling ourselves, and then entrusting that problem to him. But there's ways it can happen every day around us, even right now. I mean, just growing up in my life, there's some moments that stood out to me. When I moved away to college, that was a very stressful time. I had to go from living here in Wisconsin all the way out to Washington State, to a place I was completely unfamiliar with. It was not the plan that I originally had, because I thought I would be in Chicago for school, but that school had a extra campus in Washington that they sent me to, and that's where I went. And I was all alone. I was thinking I'd be 5 hours from my family. Instead, I'm 24 hours from my family. And it's not like I had anybody I knew there either. I had to meet some people on the internet to become my roommates. And we found a house. We stayed there. We got all moved in. And when you meet people on the internet, sometimes there's people you don't really get along with that well. That happened. There were some people I didn't get along with super well that was in one of my roommates. And it was stressful to go to college, have this life where I'm taking care of myself now. It was exciting, but also very stressful. That's where I met Rachel, was out there. And getting to know her eventually to the point where we got married was really a great thing, but the pressure of being a husband to her, that's scary. That was a lot. I mean, there's a lot of things that all of a sudden you're taking care of another person as well, and you need to love them and make sure that they're doing okay along with yourself. It was really intimidating getting into, because again, I barely felt like I could take care of myself. But I had to entrust God with that and say, I'm not enough. I'm going to trust you with our marriage, that you're going to lead us and keep us on track. There was a time where we went through a very painful church split while we were out in Washington. And it literally was like a 50-50 split. There was a church vote that happened one day that there was a lot of painful emotions that happened. And the vote came down to, I think, one or two votes difference. It was literally like 50-50 vote on a big controversial issue that was going on. And there were just two sides in that were very different in the way they were moving. And to be on the side, too, that was the losing side, where we weren't in the majority in that vote, that hurt. But still trusting God that he's going to fulfill what he wants to do with those people, despite the pain that we're going through. Trusting him in that church split. And even now, when we're buying a house, there's a lot of stressful moments where it's questioning, okay, what's going to happen? Is this house going to have some hidden problem that we're not going to realize until 3 months down the road, and all of a sudden we're thousands of dollars that we have to pay for repairs? That's stressful to think about. But to say, okay, God, I'm going to trust you with this problem and see how you're going to handle this. I experienced this with youth ministry. There's a lot of stress to present like habits for following God beyond their middle school, high school years, into college, into adulthood. But I've seen numerous students walk away from their faith once they graduate. There's a lot of them who are just like, I'm done. And they go on, they move on to something else. And that's painful to watch. So with these times where sometimes the result ends the way we want it, sometimes it doesn't end the way we want it, are we trusting God in those moments still? Or is it only based off of we get the result we want that we're trusting God? I don't know what God has in store for people. I didn't know the result of the church split was going to be the side that I was on, thinking we were on the right side, being the side that loses in the end and gets pushed out of the church. Or watching students walk away from their faith. Maybe you have somebody in your life who you've seen who grew up in the church with you and then something happens and they walk away. And it's painful to watch. It's not about avoiding stresses in life. It's not about avoiding those moments or living pain-free lives. It's about living faithfully in those moments where there is that pain that's coming up and saying, I'm trusting you, God, with this. I'm not going to try to take this on myself and try to make the situation work out based off my own strength. I'm going to do what I can. I'm going to live faithfully where I'm going to still follow your commands. I'm still going to do what I know you want me to do. I mean, you read the Bible, you read through Romans 12 or other verses in the Bible where it talks about how to live your lives. And just Romans 12 talks about blessing those who persecute you and not repaying evil with evil and coming alongside people who are happy and coming alongside people who are sad and weeping with them. I mean, those are little ways to do that, but I can't solve the people's problems who are sad. I can't fix that issue for them, but I can trust God can take care of them. I can't solve the problem where those who are persecuting me are going to face their justice, but I can trust God's going to handle it in the end and just keep living faithfully. I can't force any of the kids I work with to keep living their life for Jesus beyond any. I can't do it at all. I mean, I can't even force them to believe anything that night when I'm talking to them. But I can faithfully go each week and share God's word with them so that, I mean, my hope is that they'll do it, but I can't control that. But I got to trust God that he's going to take care of that in their lives. And maybe students will walk away. But when I read the Bible, I also see Jesus having numerous people walk away from him. I mean, thousands at some points walk away from him. The people who he fed with loaves and fish, when he started sharing his message after the fact, so many people left after that point. But does that mean he's a failure? No, because he still was living faithfully following God each day. And I think it's the same way for us, is we can be seen as failures in a lot of ways by the world looking in at us. But I think success in our daily life is that trusting in God's might in every situation, humbling ourselves and not saying we need to take it all in our own strength, in our own power, trying to find our own greatness through a situation, whatever it might be, trusting that and trusting those problems to God, giving those to him. Again, it's not living without responsibility. It's not living out of laziness where you're saying, if I don't get into people's lives, I don't need to worry about having problems, because if I don't have anybody I really have to talk to, no one's going to be sad around me. And if I avoid people, if I don't share love with others, if I don't share Jesus with others, I won't be persecuted. That's not the answer, because that's not following what Jesus wants you to do. But instead, it's in those moments of pain, in those moments where there could be stress that arises, giving that stress over and saying, I trust you still in this situation to take care of me, to take care of this person that I'm worried about, to take care of this world that you created. I trust you in those moments. We need to stop taking problems into our own hands, but fully trust God with those problems. Because we can trust him. He is powerful enough, and we aren't. We are not powerful enough. We can trust him and a lot of times it's not going to make sense to us. His way that he does things isn't going to make sense to us in all cases. That's hard for me as a person who has trust issues, but it's a challenge to do that day after day. Is this painful situation comes up in life, I need to trust God with it. This stress comes up, I need to not try to do everything I can to force it to happen the way I want it to happen, but trust God is going to take care of it while I live faithfully in the moment following him. It's not about avoiding the stresses in life and staying away from things that could cause me pain, but saying, I'm going to seek out what God wants me to do and endure whatever pain may come through it, because I trust that he's going to take care of me in it, because he does care for me. That's what faithfully handing over your stress looks like. And that's something that I want to challenge myself to do daily, because there's a lot of times I can forget that. And it's also my prayer for all of you that that would be a step that you would take. We're going to take a moment here to reflect a little bit on what we just talked about, and maybe an area of stress that's in your life that you can give over to God, or a person you're stressing about, or a life situation, something with the world, whatever it might be, and how we can trust in God's might, humble ourselves, and give over that problem to God. So take a moment to reflect and talk with God on that, and we'll be back shortly. So I know for me in that moment, it was a lot of thinking about our house situation and thinking about working with the youth group and trusting God with those areas of my life. So we can trust God during our stressful times rather than in ourselves. That's the hope we can have from today. So take that moment, share that with somebody, maybe what you thought about talking with God. Share that with somebody if you're listening in. Maybe text to somebody if you have no one else there. And we're going to take a moment and pray, and then we will have a moment to discuss here or at home with somebody else who's around. So, God, thank you that we could get into your word today and just remember how strong and mighty you are and how much we need you, and that we don't need to take our problems and stresses on ourselves, but you're with us and you care for us and you want us to trust you with them. Help us to do that in whatever area it might be, and help us to just draw closer to you each day. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Going.